At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Let's talk Yankee swap for a minute, can we? It's Magic 106.7. David, Sue, and Kendra, you mentioned earlier this morning about how your mother-in-law kind of swept in. Everybody, she was like the sleeper candidate for the Yankee swap. And she swept in at the end of it and took the gift everybody wanted.
She was so quiet. She's, you know, she was in her 80s, and we just kind of thought she would just kind of keep what she had and not really understand how the whole thing worked. Oh, no, she understood quite perfectly. At the very end, she swooped in and took the best. There were these really cool Christmas champagne glasses. Like,
oh, that's nice.
Really nice ones with Christmas trees on them. And she's just quietly sitting there. She goes, I want those. She was eyeing it.
Strode right
time.
Over and grabbed it with two hands,
yes,
and that was that.
It was beautiful.
Yankee swaps can really bring out the best or the worst. Like, lives ruined, relationships destroyed because of Yankee swaps at joyful family gatherings, right?
Well, especially if you brought a really good gift and you end up walking away with a really silly gift, you're sort of like, huh.
Yeah. So what are the rules? Yeah. Because I know one time we ended up with a rolling cooler. We still have it, and I love that cooler. And I think my in-laws were the ones that bought it and brought it to the Yankee swap. And I think somebody else wanted it. And it was this perfect little mini size that you could pull out and roll. So what are the rules?
So everybody brings a gift. You draw numbers. Take it from there.
Yeah, you draw numbers. Best number to draw is one, because you open a gift. There's just a pile of gifts. You pick a gift. You open the gift.
Number one opens a gift.
Yep. And number one obviously has to keep the gift. Number two now opens a gift and can keep the gift or take number one's gift. And then so on. Number three opens their gift and they can take anything that's open or keep the one they have.
So when number nine opens a gift, they open their gift and they go, I don't want this. They can look at all of the 8 previous gifts and choose any of it.
Yes.
Got it.
And you take the gift and give them what you have.
Okay. So if you get the fuzzy socks and you go, I want the tickets to the...
So usually the worst number to get is 2, because you only have one other gift to choose from, and then you don't.
And then you're
but
done.
Number one, at the very end,
can
after
go back,
everything is opened, everybody has to have what they got in front of them. Number one can go back and take what they want.
Of all of the gifts.
Of all the gifts.
Oh, that's brutal.
So number one is the best pick. Number two is the worst pick.
Couple of quick questions. Are the gifts wrapped?
Yes.
Can you pick it up and shake it and all that? Because in our family, you cannot.
Everything has to be either in a gift bag or wrapped. Mm-hmm. Nothing has tags on it. You just, you know, people
kind of look at
the shape and decide what they want. But once you pick it up, that's
you
it.
All right. Well, it is an excuse to get rid of that fish pitcher, which we got one year. It was horrendous. It was hideous.
The gurgling fish?
The glug fish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was painted all these strange... It was like the trout on the wood on the wall, the talking fish on the wall.
The glug pitcher. Yeah. But yeah, that would be one I would...
looking for the oddest, the weirdest, the strangest, the funniest... gift that you ever received in a Yankee swap. Hi, Magic 106.7. Good morning. Who is this, please?
Joanne.
You sound like a pretty good gift giver. I don't know you that well. We haven't been chatting that long, but do you consider yourself a good gift giver?
I consider myself a great gift giver.
Oh, great.
I love just her already.
Do you ever do the Yankee swaps?
I do.
Okay, so she knows.
What's the weirdest, craziest thing you ever got in a Yankee swap?
A wall clock.
Was it hideous? I mean, was it?
I'm imagining what it would look like.
Oh, I bet it was hideous.
It was. It was like wood, like not anything, like something from like the 70s.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you'd have in the kitchen with the green walls and the mustard colored appliances.
Yeah. And shag carpet.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
How about your contributions to a Yankee swap? Have you come up with some pretty unusual gifts to give somebody else during the Yankee swap?
Oh, no. My gifts are fabulous.
Oh,
so then you get frustrated because you get stuck with the yuck gifts and you give the nice ones. Yep.
Right. But the trick is just to buy something that you want yourself.
Right.
So that it ends up back in your rotation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for listening to Magic. Have a wonderful Christmas. We appreciate it.
You as well. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye now. Hi, Morning Magic. Tell us about the weirdest Yankee swap gift you've ever received.
Oh, my God. A toilet seat.
A toilet seat?
Wait a minute. Yes. Hold on.
A novelty Karen. Toilet Wait. Seat or what? Tell us about the toilet seat.
A real toilet seat.
Somebody bought that as a Yankee swap gift? Who is that person?
It's a family thing. It gets moved around every year with a different house address.
Okay.
And it appears on your front lawn with decorated with greens.
That's pretty good.
Oh,
this sounds like a fun family.
Genius. Wow. Yes.
You just hope it never appears twice because once you've
done it. Oh, my God. How long have you guys been doing that?
Oh, for years. Yeah. It started, you know, as a practical joke and it just kept moving on and on.
And are there legitimate gifts in the Yankee swap as well as the toilet seat, or are they all kind of gag gifts like that?
No, actually, we all do scratch tickets. Okay. So somebody's hoping they're going to win something. Get that toilet seat out of circulation.
Yeah, you got to get it out of the rotation.
Yeah, who has the toilet seat now? Do you know?
My sister has it. She's up in New Hampshire. So.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. I never toilet in a million seat. Years thought she'd say toilet seat.
I know. I love it.
It's good stuff.
Oh, my God.
And you have to decorate it. It can't just be, you know, sitting on your front lawn.
Yeah.
That is really
dazzle the toilet seat.
I think it says Christmas like a toilet seat.
I really need you to send us a picture of this toilet seat. If you have one, email it to us at Magic so we can post it. That is a riot. I love that.
I'll try. I'm the porcupine duct tape winner, too, so you can tell how crazy this family
okay.
is.
Oh, I love it. Sound like a fun bunch. Thanks for listening to Magic. Have a happy holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.